Here we go. They just came off stage. Hey, Lindley, how you doing?
I am fantastic. How are you?
Oh, great. So good to see you here. We got Robbie here.
Hey, hey, hey.
There we go. Calypso Nuts. So what's next for you?
Well, in our immediate future is a nap.
A nap. Yeah, yeah.
I have to give Robbie credit after doing this for 19 years.
19 years.
This morning, I set my alarm for 7, which normally wouldn't be a problem, except 7 was the time we were supposed to leave the house.
Right.
So at about 20 till, Robbie woke me up.
Oh, wow.
It was a first.
And yeah, really.
Oh, wow.
And
normally it's her waking me up, but today it was like,
we
leaving?
And we put the car in reverse at exactly 7 o'clock.
All right.
And not only that, but Lindley has a Honda Accord. You know, we have our band van.
The
big band van where we just open the back doors and just pitch everything in however, and it just goes. But to save on gas money, we've been taking her Accord.
Oh, wow. And you packed all that in the Accord.
A whole PA.
I saw all that equipment going by.
Steel drums, guitars, pedal boards. You name it, and she makes it fit like an old Tetris game. Remember Tetris? She makes it fit. I don't know how she does it. But.
And how far did you have to come?
Oh, we only came about 2 hours.
2 hours?
Yeah.
You're in Navarre, Florida.
We're in Navarre, right? You know, between Destin and Pensacola.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And we're officially behind the Publix.
Oh my God. Behind the Publix.
Yeah,
okay.
Really.
All right.
How do we get to your house? Go to the Publix, go behind it, go 7 blocks, you'll find our house. it's not hard.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I saw Lindley with Girls Rule down at the Sandbox in Anna Maria. That was such an awesome show.
They always do an awesome show.
Oh, yeah. I loved it.
Yeah.
That was my first time seeing you three girls together.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
We have a really cool thing going, and
you do.
Heather is amazing
from
Tropical Soul, and she also plays with Copper Sky, and you know Christy Topol, and great people.
Yeah. So you having a great time out here?
How can you not?
I know. Look at all this. Party with a purpose.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, and you know the crazy thing is, you know, people have been complimenting us as we came off the stage.
Yeah.
And my only answer is, you know, it's hard. It's hard to be bad when the crowd is so good.
Oh, aren't they?
The crowd is
they
amazing.
They get involved. They're singing with you, jumping up and down. It's great.
I liken it to the fact that they kind of lift you up in the air and like hold you there.
Right.
And while you do your thing. And, you know, when it's all said and done, they walk away and they leave you kind of hanging up in the air. You have to find your way back down, you know? You know?
Is this the first time you've been here?
No.
No, that's right.
We've done 5 or 6 rendezvous,
I think we've done. I think we did 5. Yeah. I think we've done 5
so far?
1, 2. Yeah. 1, 2. 1, 2.
5, okay.
Yeah. And each one gets better and better and better. It's just, you know, this is one of those events that people look forward to every year. It's not just, you know, it's not just some parrot heads getting together and having a party. It's planned out. It's planned out, and it's planned out well. And
a year in advance, they start planning this.
And they pull it off every year. I don't know how they do it. It's because it's no small feat to put on an event this size.
It's not. And all the money goes to the Children's Home Society.
Beautiful.
Yeah. It is.
It's beautiful. It's, you know, we've played an awful lot of events, Parrothead events.
Right.
And this is by far one of our favorite ones, you know, because it's close to home now, with us in Navarre. We used to have to drive from Virginia Beach straight in, and we would drive straight in nonstop, you know, play the gig, get some sleep, and drive straight home the next day.
Oh, well, wow.
And now, you know, we drive a couple hours, we get here, we can play, and we can actually get a chance to hear, like, you know, Jerry Diaz is coming up.
So
we actually get to hear him, where normally, you know, we have to run off the stage and hobble away, and we never get to hear anybody.
Right.
So this is going to be a treat.
Life of a musician.
Amen, sister.
Rock and roll.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. This is my first time here.
And I'm betting it won't be your last.
It won't. I'll be back.
Awesome.
You coming down to Anna Maria again soon?
You know, I would not say no. You would not have to twist my arm.
Right.
It's a beautiful part of the country.
It is. Charlie Imes has taken it over because Diane and Pablo have bought a home in Inglewood.
Mm, wow.
And so Charlie Imes and Julie Bogan is going to take it over and going to start off the season with a big birthday bash, May 29th.
It's amazing how many people are actually moving to Florida. You know, it used to be years ago, you know, there was that influx of people who were like, you know, we retire and we move to Florida.
Right.
Well, now people are actually moving at a younger and younger
age. They are. I've lived here all my life.
Oh, really? What part?
Tampa.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Check.
I'm an original.
One, two,
you know,
one, two.
We've only been here 5 years, and we were based out of Virginia Beach since 96, actually.
Oh, okay.
And being here just 5 years. The Gulf Coast really has a way of becoming home.
It does.
You know, it really grows on you.
It does. How could you not love this?
You know, I mean, you got to drive like hell to get to a Starbucks, but.
Yeah, I think I stopped at Krispy Kreme this morning for coffee and donuts.
I saw the box.
Yeah, they were good. They were fresh.
I woke up last night. I woke up the other night, and Lindley was in the kitchen, and I walked into the kitchen. I said, "You know what I'm craving right now?" And she said, "What?" And I said, "I'm craving hot Krispy Kreme donuts."
Oh, wow.
And
they
she said,
"So good."
The closest one is 16 miles away. In
16 miles? Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. Oh.
Yeah, downtown Pensacola.
Oh, wow.
And,
okay.
And there's no way of knowing whether that hot light's on or not. So.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, they were rolling this morning.
Wow.
Awesome.
Amazing.
So good. Hot coffee and donuts. And I haven't had Krispy Kreme in a long time.
Yeah.
In a long time.
We were just in New Orleans playing for Earl Bernhardt and Pam Fortner from Tropical Isle.
Oh, yeah.
And we always make a trip to Café du Monde for beignets and coffee.
Oh.
But this year, for some reason, you know, with the parking being so crazy down there,
right.
Instead of parking on the levee and going to Café du Monde, we were so wiped out from loading gear that we just went back to the band department, and there's a place down there called Verdi Mart, and they deliver a whole menu. I mean, a whole dinner menu.
What?
24 hours a day, and it's like $6.
Very reasonably
priced.
Oh,
my gosh.
Verdi Mart. It's like the best-kept secret. It's like we're all the locals, you know, the local bartenders and waitstaff, when they get off work and they're hungry.
Yeah.
They call Verdi Mart, and the guy comes on his bicycle with his little basket. He doesn't speak English.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, it's okay. You know, everything.
Just bring the food. Bring the food.
Yeah. They just don't bring beignets. You got to go get them.
Okay. My God.
Bummer.
Oh.
Well, we should let you go because I know that once Jerry hits the stage, it's going to be
a madhouse.
Yes, it is.
Sunshine, it's nice talking to you.
Yeah. Nice talking to you, Robbie, finally.
Thank you for having
us. You too, Lindley.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Stopping by.
We love you guys. We'll tune in.
Oh, we love you too.
Awesome.
We love you. Thank you.
Our
bye-bye.
Peace.
That was Lindley Tolles and Robbie Mead. Peace, Robbie.
Peace, love, and cheeseburgers.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're the place for cheeseburgers. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Okay, that's Lindley Tolles and Robbie Mead from Calypso Nuts. Thank you for stopping by. And we got Jerry Diaz. Give me that hug, Lindley. Thank you, honey. Love you.